ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं कृति वाचालं पङ्गुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 15, Text 21. The name of this chapter is Killing of Dhenuka, the Ass Demon. Rama Rama Mahabhava कृष्ण दुष्ट निवारण इतो विदुरेषु महत् बन्नं तालालि संकुलं राम राम महाबाहो कृष्ण दुष्ट निवारण इतो विदुरेषु महत् बन्नं तालालि संकुलं राम राम महाबाहो कृष्ण दुष्ट निवारण इतो विदुरेषु महत् बनं तालालि संकुलं। राम राम ओ राम महाबाहो ओ माइटी आर्म्ड वन कृष्ण ओ कृष्ण दुष्ट निवारण ओ एलिमिनेटर ऑफ द मिस्क्रेंट्स इतः फ्रॉम हियर अविदुरे नॉट फार सुमहत वेरी एक्सपेंसिव बनम ए फॉरेस्ट तालाली विथ रोज ऑफ पाम ट्रीज संकुलम फील्ड। ट्रांसलेशन ऑन पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन The cowherd bird said, O Rama, Rama, mighty armed one, O Krishna, destroyer of the miscreants, not far from here is a very great forest filled with rows of palm trees. Purport. As stated in the Sri Varaha Purana, अस्ति गोवर्धनं नाम क्षत्रं परम दुर्लभम मथुरा पश्चिमे भागे अधुरात योजन द्वयम् नॉट फार फ्रॉम द वेस्टर्न साइड ऑफ मथुरा एट ए डिस्टेंस ऑफ टू योजनज 16 माइल्स इज द होली प्लेस नेम्ड गोवर्धन व्हिच इज मोस्ट डिफिकल्ट टू अटेन इट इज ऑल्सो स्टेटेड इन द बराह पुराण अस्ति तालवनम नाम धेनुकासुर रक्षितम मथुरा पश्चिमे भागे अधुराद एक योजनम नॉट फार फ्रॉम द वेस्टर्न साइड ऑफ मथुरा वन योजन अवे 8 miles इज द फॉरेस्ट नोन एज तालवन व्हिच वाज गार्डेड बाय धेनुकासुर दस It appears that the Talwan forest is located midway between Mathura and Govardhan Hill. The forest of Talwan is described in the Sri Harivansa as follows. Satu desa samasnigtha sumahan krishna mrittika darbha praya sthuli bhuto लोस्त्र पाषाण वर्जिता द लैंड देयर इज इवन स्मूथ एंड वेरी एक्सपेंसिव द अर्थ इज ब्लैक डेंसली कवर्ड विथ दर्भ ग्रास एंड डिवाइड ऑफ स्टोन्स एंड पेबल्स ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वंदेयं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबलाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरति से नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Rama Rama Hare Hare. Rama Rama Mahabaho, Krishna Dusta Nivarana, Ito Viduresu Mahat Banang Talali Sankulam. So on the eve of the appearance of Lord Balaram, we are discussing the pastimes of Lord Balaram in Vrindavan. So here, today we are going to discuss Lord Balaram's killing of the ass demon, Dhenukasura. And if we get some more time, then we can discuss about Pralambasura, the killing of Pralamba. So, Jaya Sisi Garnita, Sisi Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha, Sam Sundar Lalita Visakadevi ki. So here we see the Supreme Lord Krishna and Balaram. When they appeared in the land of Vrajabhumi, and up to 5th year, they were grazing the crops with the cowherd boys. But after they crossed the age of 5, attained the age of 6, then they became the cowherd, means they started grazing the cows in the land of Vrindavan. So this pastime is in Krishna and Balaram's Pauganda time, means when they were grazing cows near Govardhan Hill. So that time, this pastime of killing the ass demon Dhenukasura happened. So when Krishna and Balaram with his cowherd friends were grazing cows under Govardhan Hill, so that time the cowherd boys, headed by Sridhama, Subala and Stoka Krishna, they wanted to request Krishna and Balaram to free the Talwan forest from the clutches of Dhenukasura. Because this Talwan forest, as it has been described in Harivansa, was a very nice forest which was free from stones and pebbles. So that means it was very good for the cowherd boys to play around in Talwan forest where there are no stones and pebbles. And also at the same time, because the cowherd boys were not alone, they were with their cows, and there are very nice long grass in the Talwan forest, Darva grass, growing wildly in Talwan forest, because no cows could enter into Talwan forest to eat the grasses. That's why from many years it has been accumulated. The grasses were growing long enough, because no one had eaten them. And not only that, at the same time, this Talwan forest was full of palm trees. Rows of palm trees were standing, and the ground of Talwan forest was blackish. And it is said in the blackish mud or earth, the tal fruit also becomes blackish and very tasty, very sweet. So in those tal palm trees, there were many palm fruits, ripened palm fruits. And very nice fragrance was coming out from this ripened palm fruits. You might have seen when there is a ripened palm fruit somewhere, you can smell the fragrance. And because there are so many palm trees and so many palm fruits were falling down automatically from the palm trees, because when the fruits were ripened, they were falling down to the ground. So there are many palm fruits falling on the ground, and there are already many palm fruits on the ground because no one was eating it. There was a reason why no one was eating the palm fruits. But since there were heaps of palm fruits in the Talwan forest, and some more palm fruits were ripened, palm fruits were still falling, then the breeze was carrying the fragrance of those palm fruits. And it has been described here that this Talwan forest is in the middle of Mathura and Govardhan. This is halfway between Mathura and Govardhan. That means 8 miles from Mathura westward and 8 miles from Govardhan eastward. So all these boys, cowherd boys, with Krishna and Balaram, because they were at Govardhan and grazing the cows near Govardhan hill, so they could smell the fragrance of these tal fruits from the Talwan forest. And how they could smell the fragrance of tal fruits since they were 8 miles away from Talwan? Because this was in the month of August and September. These pastimes happened. This time, this is now August, September is coming. So actually this time, rainy season, these pastimes happened. So in rainy season, the easterly wind blows from the east side and it brings rain. So when the easterly wind was blowing from the east side, then that was carrying the fragrance of the tal fruits from Talwan forest, and the cowherd boys, they were smelling the fragrance at Govardhan. So they became very excited to taste these tal fruits. Of course, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that these cowherd boys were not selfish. Actually, they did not want to taste themselves, these tal fruits. They wanted that Krishna and Balaram should taste these ripened, fragrant tal fruits. To incite their valor. Then Sridhama, Subala and Stoka Krishna, they all together told to Balaram and Krishna. First they addressed Balaram. Rama Rama Mahabaho. They said that, oh dear Ram, oh pleasing one, Mahabaho, oh mighty armed one. So Balaram was very beautiful and he was very pleasing to everyone. At the same time, he was also pleasing to his cowherd friends by fulfilling his desire. That's why the cowherd boys are using this specific word, Rama. Oh, pleasing, most pleasing one. So you should please us, because we are putting forward some request to you. By fulfilling that request, please please us. This was actually external, and the internal meaning was that actually they wanted to please Balaram and Krishna. So they said that you are mighty armed. So they reminded Balaram that he is not very weak boy. He is mighty armed. That's why he is called Bala. Bala means very strong. So he was very strong. So the cowherd boys, they reminded Balaram that you are mighty armed one. So you can do anything. These demons in Vrindavan, they are nothing in front of you. And they have seen in the past how Krishna had killed many demons in a playful mood. Actually, in other places out of Vrindavan, Krishna has to use his weapon, disc weapon, to kill his opponents, kill the demons. But in Vrindavan, Krishna never used his weapons. He killed the demons in a playful mood. Sometimes he will hit the demon, sometimes he will whirl around the demon, and in this way he will kill them. And though he was a very small boy at that time, seemingly small boy, though he was the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all strength. So these cowherd boys had full faith on Krishna and Balaram that they would be able to kill any demon. So they had no fear. Actually, they were inciting the valor of Krishna and Balaram by speaking like this: Rama Rama Mahabahu, O mighty armed Balaram, Krishna Dusta Nivahana, O killer, a subduer of the enemies, or wicked ones, Dusta. So you are the subduer of the wicked ones, Dusta Nivarana. Oh Krishna. Because they have seen in front of their eyes how Krishna had killed many demons in Vrindavan. So they are requesting both of them that they are giving this proposal. What proposal? Ito avidure sumahat banang talali sankulam. From here, from Govardhan Hill, avidure means not very distant place, very near, 8 miles. There is a expansive forest, very huge forest. Of course, now we don't see that huge forest in Talwar. But that time it was a huge forest. And Talali Sankula, with rows of palm trees. So there are many palm trees in that Talwan forest, which was a big forest. So they are, in this way, they are actually bringing or drawing the attention of Krishna and Balaram towards this Talwan forest. But when they just informed Krishna and Balaram that there is a forest, big forest full of palm trees nearby, then what? Then they are giving their proposal. And informing more about this Talwan forest. That this Talwan forest is actually full of palm fruits, ripened palm fruits. There are many palm trees and many palm fruits are there. And many palm fruits are already falling on the ground because no one is eating it. Otherwise, in normal cases, when there will be ripened palm fruits, then many people will go and take those palm fruits, either from the ground or from the tree. But here in this case, so many palm fruits were lying on the ground, but no one was taking it. And still so many palm fruits were falling from the tree. But no one was taking all these palm fruits. And what was the reason they are giving? Krishna asked why they are not taking. So the reason is this: they are telling this palm forest or Talwan forest is protected by a great demon, very powerful demon called Dhenukasura. And why it is called Ash demon? Because this demon has taken the form of an ass. He was a very powerful demon, but he is living there in that Talwan forest in the form of an ass. And he was not living alone. He was also living with his friends. And his friends had also accepted the forms of asses. And they were as powerful as Dhenukasura. So they are all powerful demons living in that Talwan forest and guarding that Talwan forest. And why people are afraid of going there? Because they have seen in the past that this Dhenukasura had eaten even human beings, living human beings. Someone might have gone there by mistake and was eaten by this Dhenukasura, life. So that's why people became very afraid of going to this Talwan forest. And not only human beings were afraid to go to Talwan forest because of this Dhenukasura, even the animals would not go there. Because when human beings are eaten by this, were eaten by these demons, then what to speak of animals? So they were also afraid of this Dhenukasura. And since no animal was going to this Talwan forest, that's why no one would eat the grasses growing in the Talwan forest. Though there was so much nice grass, long grass was growing there. So the cows were supposed to be tempted by this long, scented, green grass, but they were not able to go there. And not only human beings and animals, even the birds, those who are flying in the sky, they would not also fly over this Talwan forest. The birds were also afraid of this Dhenukasura. So in this way, this Talwan forest was protected by Dhenukasura and everyone was afraid of going there. So this these cowherd boys told Krishna and Balaram that because there are so many tal fruits, palm fruits, ripened palm fruits are there in the Talwan forest, and the smell is still coming now. The fragrance of those palm fruits are coming and we are smelling it. The cowherd boys are telling to Krishna and Balaram. And because of the smell, fragrant smell of these palm fruits, we are desiring to eat them. Because of the smell, the desire has arisen within our heart to eat those palm fruits. So when we get some nice smell from some food stuff, immediately we want to eat it. Even if sometimes we are not very hungry, but if there is nice food stuff, nice smell, we feel to eat. So then, when all these cowherd boys told Krishna and Balaram in this way, expressed their desire to eat these palm fruits, then Krishna and Balaram laughed. And why did they laugh? Because when they heard from these cowherd boys, they were telling that this demon Dhenukasura has accepted a form of an ass and is very powerful. So they laughed. They thought, how an ass can become so powerful? Still it was an ass. So they laughed. And they wanted to fulfill the desire of their cowherd friends. So that's why Krishna and Balaram agreed to go to Talwan forest and get rid of this Dhenuka demon, Dhenukasura, from this Talwan forest, so his friends would be able to eat this palm fruits and his cows would be able to graze in the Talwan forest, eat this nice grasses. So they all started for Talwan forest. So here we see this, though these cowherd boys knew very well that this Dhenukasura was a very fierce and fearful demon, very powerful demon, still they were not afraid of him. And why they were not afraid of him? Because all these cowherd boys were with Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna is Brajajana Bhayahari. Krishna drives away the fear of the Brajavasis. That's why these cowherd boys, they were not afraid in front of such fierce and powerful demon Dhenukasura. Because Krishna and Balaram was, they were with them. And they had full faith that Krishna and Balaram would be able to kill this demon. So they had no fear. Because they were all dependent on Krishna and Balaram. And when they arrived near Talwan forest, then this time Balaram wanted to perform his pastimes of killing this demon. So Balaram went ahead of everyone. Every time we see Krishna goes ahead and kills a demon, so now Balaram went ahead and entered into this Talwan forest. Krishna and other cowherd boyfriends, they were coming behind. But Balaram went ahead and entered into this forest. And by entering into this forest, what Balaram did, he was just like a maddened elephant. Balaram was so powerful, just like a maddened elephant. He entered into this Talwan forest and he went to a palm tree, caught hold this palm tree with his both hands and started shaking this palm tree. And when Balaram started shaking the palm tree, then all those palm fruits were there in that palm tree started falling down. And it made big sounds. And when Balaram was shaking the palm trees, and in this way so many palm fruits are falling on the ground and making so many sounds, then Dhenukasura heard this sound. Then immediately the ass demon Dhenukasura rushed towards Lord Balaram to attack him. And we know that the asses, they don't attack with front legs. They attack with hind legs. So this ass demon ran towards Balaram very swiftly, braying loudly to attack Lord Balaram, and he came in front of Balaram and turned around and attacked Balaram with his hind legs. In fact, this ass demon struck the chest of Lord Balaram with his hind legs. And after striking Lord Balaram, then went around and again came back to charge Lord Balaram with his hind legs. Balaram tolerated the first attack of ass demon. And when second time this ass demon wanted to strike Lord Balaram with his hind legs, then Balaram cut hold the hind legs of this ass demon in one hand. With his one hand, Balaram cut the leg, two hind legs of this ass demon. And then Balaram wheeled the ass demon around. And while around by Lord Balaram in this way, the ass demon left his life here. Means died. And Lord Balaram, by wheeling around this ass demon in one hand, and then what he did, he threw the ass demon to the top of the top tall palm trees in the Talwan forest. He threw the dead body of that ass demon to the tall palm trees. And when that dead body of the ass demon Dhenukasura landed on the top of the tall palm tree, then it shook the palm trees and broke its branches. So when the tall palm tree shook with the heavy weight of the body of the Astriman that hit the nearby tree. Then the nearby tree also shook. That hit the nearby another tree. In this way, all these trees at the same time shook and broke the branches, broke its branches, as if hit by a cyclone or heavy wind. When heavy wind blows, the trees are shaken and the branches are broken. So it happened like that. And the body of the Astriman did not fall down on the ground. It stayed on the broken branch of the palm trees. And when this Dhenukasura was dead, then his friends, all other demons who were in the form of asses, they all started rushing towards Balaram. And by that time, Krishna and other cowherd boys had arrived there. So when the other ass demons rushed towards Krishna and Balaram, then Krishna and Balaram, one by one, they caught hold of the hind legs of these ass demons and did same thing to them. They wheeled them around, and when they were dead, they threw one by one their dead bodies to the top of the palm trees. So in this way, so many dead bodies of the ass demons were there on the top of the palm trees, which shook and the branches were broken again. So in this way, it was seeming that in the sky there are so many black clouds. So in this way, in Talwan forest, the demons were dead and they are all resting on the palm trees. Their dead bodies were resting on the palm trees. And all those palm fruits that fell on the ground, and there were heaps of palm fruits lying on the ground, being moistened with the blood of these ass demons. So when all the demons were dead in the Talwan forest, and there are heaps of palm fruits lying on the ground, the cowherd boys, they became very happy. Though initially they were desiring to eat the palm fruits, they were attracted by the fragrance of these palm fruits, but they did not eat those palm fruits, because these palm fruits were contaminated by the blood of these ass demons. And these cowherd boys did not want to eat them. But the low-class people in Braj, the Pulindas, and other low-class people, when they heard these demons were dead and so many palm fruits are lying in the ground, they all came and they all started eating those palm fruits, the Pulindas and low class people. And since then, this Talwan forest was freed from these demons. And the cows, they started grazing in the Talwan forest, because there are so many nice grass was waiting for them. They were not eaten since long time. So the cows felt very happy to graze in that Talwan forest, and now everyone was fearless since the demons were dead and the Talwan forest was free from demons. In this way, Krishna actually pleased Krishna and Balaram. They pleased his coward friends and the cows by getting rid of these demons in the Talwan forest. Jai Krishna Balaram ki. So, what? So we have another small pastime of Balaram. So, after killing this Dhenukasura in the Talwan forest, after some days, Krishna and Balaram went again. They were playing in the Vrindavan forest. They were playing with cowherd boys and grazing the cows. Then once Pralambasura came. And Pralambasura came to kill Krishna and Balaram. But since Pralambasura had seen or heard that Krishna had killed so many demons sent by Kansa, so Pralambasura was actually, though he came to kill Krishna and Balaram, but within his heart he was actually afraid of Krishna. And he was thinking that Krishna would kill him. But anyway, he tried to kill Krishna and Balaram. So one day, when Krishna and Balaram with his cowherd friends, they were grazing the cows and playing around near Bhandiraka forest, near Bhandirvan. There is a banyan tree called Bhandiravat. So nearby, they were all grazing the cows and playing around. So at that time, Pralambasura came in the guise of a cowherd boy. So no one could recognize him. And he mixed with the other cowherd boys. And he actually took the form of a cowherd boy who had not come on that day to graze the cows. Because of some work, that cowherd boy remained at home. He was absent on that day. So Pralambasura took the opportunity to take the form of that cowherd boy and mingled in the company of other cowherd boys. But Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who knows everything, could understand that this demon has accepted the form of a cowherd boy and has mingled with other cowherd boys. So Krishna, knowing this, he acted in such a way that he did not know about this thing. But within his heart, Krishna was thinking how to kill this demon. So then Krishna devised a means to kill this demon Pralambasura. So then he called all the cowherd boys and told the cowherd boys, "Hey cowherd boys, let us now play a game." So Krishna knew all types of games. Actually, he knows all types of songs, all types of dances, all types of instruments. So whatever games we are playing now, whatever songs we are singing, the ragas, and all these instruments, it is all coming from Krishna. He is the fountainhead of everything. And he was applying everything in Vrindavan. When he was performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, he was singing, dancing, playing around. So he knows all types of games. So Krishna told the cowherd boys that today we'll play a game. Hide and seek game. So we'll have two parties. So they divided themselves into two parties. One party was headed by Krishna and another party was headed by Balaram. So then they divided the cowherd boys also into two groups. So in Krishna's group, actually this Pralambasura, who has accepted the form of a cowherd boy, he took Krishna's side because he was afraid of Krishna in mind. So he took Krishna's side and they played this game. And what was this game? That one party, the cowherd boys in one party, they will hide themselves somewhere in the forest. And the other party will go to search for them. And if they can find them, they can become victorious. And those who would be found by other party, they will be the loser. And the bet was, the losers will carry the victors on their shoulder. So when Krishna's party lost in this game, Krishna's party was the loser. So they had to carry Balaram's team on their shoulders. So Krishna carried Sridhama on his shoulder. Then Pralambasura was in Krishna's party, so he preferred to carry Balaram on his shoulder. And then Bhadrasena, who was in Krishna's party, he carried Vrishabha, who was in Balaram's party. So in this way they all carried on their shoulders, and they had a particular place where they have to put the cowherd boys whom they were carrying, they were supposed to put down. So Krishna and Bhadrasena, they put down other cowherd boys they were carrying in the particular place. But Pralambasura, when he was carrying Lord Balaram, he did not put down Balaram on that particular place near Bhandirak tree. So Pralambasura actually carried Balaram too far away from Bhandiravat. So when Balaram saw this, he sensed some trouble. This cowherd boy is not putting me down on the particular place. He's carrying me away and far away from that place. So then Balaram became little heavy. not a little heavy, actually became very heavy. He became as heavy as Mount Sumeru. Balaram was very powerful. So when he became very heavy, this Pralambasura, who was carrying Balaram very fast, away from the company of the coward boys, going away, and in this way, he was trying to kidnap Lord Balaram. But when Balaram sensed this, that he is being kidnapped, and he became very heavy like Mount Sumeru, then Balaram became very heavy, then this demon slowed down. He was moving very fast. But when Balaram became very heavy, then because of Balaram's heavy weight, this demon became very slow. He slowed down his movement. But though he slowed down his movement, then he accepted his own form, his demoniac form, because up till now he had taken the form of a cowherd boy. So now he revealed his own form. And when he revealed his own form, he accepted a huge form, blackish form. And he was wearing golden ornaments, golden helmet, golden earrings, and then golden armlets. And in this way, these golden ornaments were dazzling on his body. And when he was carrying Balaram on his shoulder, and Balaram had a fair complexion, so Srila Sukadeva Goswami says, he gives the example that when this demon was carrying Lord Balaram, he was looking like a cloud, blackish cloud, full of lightning, because the black demon had golden ornaments, and he had that effulgence. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami, comparing this demon when he was carrying Lord Balaram on the shoulders, that this demon was looking like the, because he was flying in the sky, the demon was flying in the sky, taking Balaram on the shoulder. So he was looking like the clouds were moving in the sky with full of lightning, and the clouds were carrying a moon. Balaram was looking like a moon on the shoulder of this demon, who was blackish in complexion, and his golden ornaments were just like lightning in the blackish clouds. So, in this way, when the demon was carrying Lord Balaram in the sky, flying in the sky, though moving slowly because of Balaram's weight, and then when he revealed his own form, his glazing eyes and his fire teeth, then Balaram for a moment became fearful. Seeing the demon's appearance. But it has been stated that immediately Balaram could understand that now he has been kidnapped by a demon. So he wanted to show his prowess. Actually, it has been described that Lord Krishna, it has been described in Vishnu Purana, that Lord Krishna actually inspired Lord Balaram with knowledge. Because Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he inspired Lord Balaram with knowledge that why are you acting like a human being now? You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He reminded Lord Balaram. Because Lord Balaram was in the mood of playing the role of a coward boy. So now he has to change the mood. So Lord Balaram changed his mood. Because in the mood of coward boy, he was acting like a human being. So for the time being, he became afraid, seeing the fearsome form of this demon. But as soon as he understood that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he acted on that platform now. So what Balaram did, then he wanted to punish this demon. Sitting on the shoulder of this demon, Lord Balaram hit or struck the head of this demon, Pralambasura, with his fist. And this was such a heavy blow from the fist of Lord Balaram that this Pralambasura's head cracked open and he vomited blood. And in this way he was dead. He lost his life here. And he was flying in the sky when this thing happened. His head cracked open and he vomited blood and was dead. His body was lifeless. Then from the sky, the demon fell down on the ground. And Balaram also fell with the demon sitting on his shoulder. But nothing happened to Balaram. Like Krishna also fell when Trinavarta had taken him into the sky. So Krishna fell on the body of Trinavarta. Same way Balaram fell on the body of this demon. And when the cowherd boys saw that Balaram had killed a demon, the cowherd boys shouted, "Excellent, excellent." They became very happy. And the demigods in the sky showered flowers on Lord Balaram and greeted him with prayers. So in this way, Balaram killed this Pralambasura demon and pleased his cowherd friends who glorified Lord Balaram and Krishna while coming back to their homes from the land of Vrindavan, from the forest of Vrindavan. Jai Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Gauranitai ki jai. Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhava.